us, all we need is just to show each other that we appreciate each other. And we have the resources, moral resources, spiritual resources, intellectual resources. We have all the resources right here among ourselves to establish proper people and give them proper roles, fitting roles in our own community. And they will be good models, good supervisors for us. You all tell me that you're proud of me. You're happy now. You got an imam. You got a leader you can trust. I like to hear that. But I would feel much better if I saw you trusting each other too. Because I'm one. I can die anytime. You have to trust each other.
On the next episode of Getting to Know the CWSC, we'll have two special guests, Imam Q. Amin Nafari, the founder and national representative of the Islam in America movement and executive director of the Muslim Empowerment Institute, and you, for a discussion on the simplicities and complexities of Shura Bainahum in organization, leadership, and management. We'll be looking forward to taking your calls and comments. Join me, your host, Mukhtar Mohammed, on Friday, August the 4th at 9 a.m. for a discussion you won't want to miss. Assalamu alaikum.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Assalamu alaikum. This is Martha Naila presenting Pioneer Power Hour, seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the merciful, benefactor, the merciful, redeemer. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu rasuluh. I openly testify Allah is the one God. There are no partners with Allah. And that Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is a servant and messenger of Allah. Tahrim, Surah Tahrim, the 66th surah, speaking on prohibitions, revealed in the city of Mecca, time of establishing the laws for governing a community. The Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, here is what was revealed in Arabia. We'll just read two or three of the verses here. Tahrim.
Allah.
يا أيها النبي لما تحرم ما أحل الله لك تبتغي مرضات أزواجك والله غفور رحيم قد فرض الله لكم تحلة أيمانكم والله مولاكم وهو العليم الحكيم. صدق الله العظيم. First two surahs, first two ayat, excuse me. Again, seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. O Prophet, and this is, subhanAllah, Sahih, and no, this is Yusuf Ali, translation. O Prophet, why hold them to be forbidden that which Allah has made lawful to you? You seek to please your consorts, but Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. Allah has already ordained for you, O men, the dissolution of your oaths in some cases. And Allah is your protector and is full of knowledge and wisdom. Sadaqallahu Azim. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Allah's words are true. And may we be blessed with understanding coming from the translation as we are English rendering speakers, English speakers, and striving to truly apply the understanding of the Quranic, the words, the true understanding of what is being said. And surely it says full of knowledge, but when we see the Alif Lam preceding a verb, then it is speaking of it as the, declaring the. Full can be understood, but the all-knowing, and the wise. So alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presenting to the Prophet at a certain time when apparently there were questions about what is allowed and what is forbidden.
Allahu.
And so as we move about in this day and time, from a pioneer perspective, the pioneer power, as we are engaging in the past, in the present, and there are things that we're planning and we're considering it to be the future. The pioneering process is having the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making happen what needs to happen for the purpose of life. And let me share something with you, if I may. I ask of you to indulge me for a moment. I looked at a wall socket the other day in a room, and coming through that wall socket was a weed, you know, an outside growing weed. And it had found an opening in the socket, first an opening underground or under the house, and found its way up through the wall and then into the room. And then I looked at a tree and saw the limbs on the tree and the hard wood, declared wood of the tree, and then seeing the little branches growing anew out of the hard wood, and then seeing that what was once soft and flexible, see it becoming hard, sturdy, and then growing on to have its own branches and so forth, but receiving from a root that was being staying connected, is what the word I want to use, staying connected to the root and identifying with that root. And so when I looked at that, the first thing that came to my mind was life. And life will exist one way or another because it is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared is. And is abundant for everything, life abundant, and especially for the human being who thinks and applies the thinking. And so when we think about the pioneering, we know, and again, referring to that little weed that had to come through that hardness of the wall of the cement that's trimmed around the house and then come up through the wall but it was finding its way to stay alive. And likewise with insects, if we see them and we see the trees and we see plants and we see the water elements, those things that are in the water, we see the algae, we see everything. Life is the ultimate aim, to live. So in seeking to live, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it to where there are laws constructed. And so Allah has blessed us with governing laws, but the ability to govern ourselves. And as we govern ourselves, we, in our thinking process, then the pioneering occurs. And we understand now what the pioneering is. The pioneering, going on and doing something whether others have done it or not, or taking something that has occurred and adding to it, creating something that will be useful to the life of the human being, using everything that is made possible, inshallah, all that we see, using it, but using it and making it applicable to the found, to the sturdiness of the human being's life. And that's what I gained from looking at the tree, seeing the sturdiness, seeing the connectivity of the root. And so when we think about pioneers again, there's a root. There's that which caused something else to happen and caused one cause upon another cause, and there are results. And here we are. We are the result of something, of someone, some thinking that went before us and produced something. And here we are, a life. We are a life that is living. And so now we're going to go to Imam Dr. Nasir Ahmed, as he's presenting from the Ramadan session 2016, and he's in Atlanta, Georgia. In Atlanta, Georgia. And I want to first, though, share with you the culturally diverse community in St. Petersburg, Florida, in Tampa Bay Area, Florida. What was asked of our Imam, Abdul Karim Ali, it says Imam Abdul Karim Ali counted himself among a small number of Muslims in the Tampa Bay area when he converted to al-Islam 35 years ago. Many like him were African American. But Dr. Hamal Sabir, who moved to the United States from Azerbaijan in the 1950s and to Pinellas County in 1972, quickly discovered that he was part of a tiny religious minority. Now, keep in mind, we're speaking about pioneering. Quote, Dr. Sabir, if I had time to go to the mosque on Friday, there was nowhere I could go to, the retired internist and oncologist said. End of quote. The stories are similar among Pinellas County Muslims, some of whom remember a time when their numbers were so small, but now they point to many established places of worship, thriving community of ethnically and culturally diverse believers. There's been a tremendous change, said Mazen Mari, a Palestinian who moved to St. Petersburg 20 years ago. Honestly, when I came here, I could count the people I knew on one hand that were Muslims. Now they are in the tens of thousands. While recent figures are unavailable, anecdotal evidence suggests that the community has grown. 7 years ago, Imam Hassan Barazanji of the Islamic Society of Pinellas County, whose members worship in a former church in Pinellas Park, estimated the number of Muslims countywide to be about 10,000. The data had been compiled from attendance at an area mosque, and the marriages that were performed, and contributions, counseling sessions, and other types of participation, he said. Since then, new mosques have been established in Clearwater, Pinellas Park, and St. Petersburg. Among the most recent is the one, a former United Methodist Church in St. Petersburg in the Harbordale area neighborhood. Masjid As-Sunnah, the Islamic Society of St. Petersburg at 24th Avenue South and 6th Street, has about 120 members, Marie said. He said the group removed the crosses, stored the pews, and installed new carpeting to accommodate their faith. Old-timers were pleased to see the increased Muslim presence. You've got to feel good about the growth and the proliferation in terms of numbers, as long as we don't have anybody coming with any crazy warped idea of what Islam is, said Imam Abdul Q. Aziz, an African-American convert. And that takes me over to Imam Abdul Qawi Aziz's book, which is A Voice in the Soul of the African-American Muslim. And he said, and I'm reading from page 188, the polarization, the magnetism, the gravity, and other forces won't allow Humpty to be put together again. And this, of course, is coming out of the comment about Humpty Dumpty. He cannot respond with his majority to the desire in his own soul to come back together again in the posture where God placed him in his beginning. In his slip, he has lost the best in his liquid content, and over time, he went away from God. That is not what you want to do. You want to move toward God. God said, quote, turn is unto me, willingly or unwillingly. That is the trajectory. You want that return. You want that return to be willingly. Okay, it was willingly or unwillingly. And then Imam Aziz says, that is the trajectory. You want the return to be willingly. All matters, social, political, religious, physical, economic, all are returned to God. This is a reference to the people who don't know God and can't see him for the clouds. They are waiting for him to appear from the cloud covering. This is why you have to be more than just followers in your new group life. I repeat, this is why you have to be more than just followers in your new group life. You have to be leaders. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made you leaders. You cannot be among the people who are waiting for God to drop down out of the clouds, literally. I distinctly remember when I was a member of the church, that perception of God in the clouds was invariably reinforced. I was constantly given this picture of the judgment day, a day God would drop down out of the sky riding a big fluffy cloud where he would be sitting on a throne with angels, which are part human and part fowl, all around it. The Quran asks the question, quote, are they waiting except that God comes to them from the covering of the clouds? End of quote. Obviously, this is someone who does not know God. It is apparent for this person the knowledge of God has been beclouded. I can recall when I was taking flight lessons, and on some days there would be quite a bit of clouds. I knew sometimes the clouds block the sun and limit what you get of the sun's light. But when you're flying, clouds can be quite tricky. There have been days after taking off from the runway and start to climb out, ascending to your intended height for straight and level flight. It seems when I get up into the clouds, when they are heavy, and for a real brief moment, I suffered a loss of direction and orientation, and I couldn't differentiate whether I was ascending through the clouds or descending through the clouds. Really, that brief moment was terrifying because it all felt and looked the same until something appeared from outside of the clouds and gave me back my sense of direction. The clouds will confuse you. The way they look when you are up in them is not the way they look from the earth's surface. And we'll stop right there. Speaking of being pioneers, now, and speaking of it from being leaders, a leader. And so here in the, not just here in the Tampa Bay area or in Pinellas County or the state of Florida, but throughout the country, we know that ones have migrated and have had to literally take life into their own hands, put their trust in the Almighty, and begin a new life, but life nonetheless, all for the purpose of living and establishing it upon their faith, having a true understanding of the days before when one's traveled or one's had to stand up and live out what was given to them, definitely from a revelation. And so as pioneers, think of the pioneers in the days of the prophet, prayers and peace be upon him. And then come fast forward to today where we are. And we ask the question, are we serving to the best of our ability? Are we really, truly serving to the best of our ability? Are we doing all that we can do? Are we convening and inventing ways that will be better for everyone? For surely, ones coming after us will find it as a deficit, find a deficit in what we did. And inshallah, it will be upon them to go forward, to move the line more. And so here we are, and we're sharing, and you're listening to Pioneer Power Hour here with Martha Naila on American Muslim 360, the most listened to Islamic broadcast station in the nation, wherein the community-wide Shura Conference is the parent body. In a moment, we're going to be listening to some words of great insight from Imam Dr. Nasir Ahmed, and I'm going to be connecting in the middle of the presentation, the Ramadan session from last year. As I study and strive to present this under the title of Pioneer Power Hour, inshallah, it will be understood that as people, as individuals, as we become pioneers in our age-wise or, you know, just being seniors or and having lived through family life, whether we had tragedies or not, but having experienced family life and having come to a point of understanding more than what we knew when we started family life, and surely we were part of a family, even if it was from an adoption process or just being left alone and not knowing our parents, wherein the community became our parent or the environment became our parent in some really, really rare cases where we're just in the forest of or the jungle of things and having to live out the life. The life. And so in Surah Tahrim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows or reveals to the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, about that which is prohibited and that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed. And sometimes we prohibit things from our life because of traditions, because of the past. And so we have to become the pioneer in beginning to do that which is necessary, required, to carry the line. And inshallah, we will take that to heart and carry the line. Now, we're going to share some music right here, and then we'll come back to our presentation. And this is Mia Matt singing on Heaven and Earth. And perhaps some of us have, all of us have received this presentation of hers. This is not Ni'mat Shaheed, but Ni'mat nonetheless on Heaven and Earth.
Of a kind, it's a different.
Heaven and earth keeping the wind from blowing us down. How many of us in our emotions we need to tie with someone so that we can have that strength? Yes. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as in just a moment, we're going to go to public service announcement. But if you have a question or you want to make some comments, we'll be back in just a moment, and we welcome you to do so. All right? Will you press one on your phone, and we'll bring you delightfully into the queue.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Zakia Muhammad, Founding Director and CEO of IMAS, Institute of Muslim American Studies, inviting you to join me in supporting CWSC and AM 360 Radio with your tax-deductible contribution. Visit cwsc.us or call in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world. Thank you.
And we are back, and this is Martha Nyla here on Pioneer Power Hour today. And as we are entering into Dhul-Qa'dah 4, 1438, yes, Dhul-Qa'dah, and we know that this is the month prior to Dhul-Hijjah. So that means ones are preparing, have prepared for Hajj. And inshallah, many are preparing definitely for Hajj in 2018, which will be 1439. So in a couple of months, we will be entering then into the month of Muharram. And so as we speak about prohibition or the laws that govern our lives, life, as Imam Warthadeen Muhammad Rahimallahu Alayhi spoke earlier about life, yes, many go out on economics and many go out on the arts or the social, many go out on education and many go out on government, but bring it all together. And as Imam declared, it is life that we're going after, and we will have it all as a complete process. So press 1 on your phone if you want to come into the queue before we go to, it is now 7:32 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to be listening to Imam Dr. Nasser Ahmed of Florida, Miami, Florida, of Masjid Al-Ansar. But he was at Masjid with Imam Furqan, Masjid Mukminun, there in Atlanta, Georgia. So he's in on a certain point that he's making, and I pray that we get the connection here, all right? Inshallah.
This room is hidden. You see what I'm trying to show you now? And then it's hidden. When the moon begins, you cannot see it. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's both born, but they call it a what? A black moon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now, if that moon is on for me, let me know. So now let's go over here.
Now he's on to a pole.
This, no matter how small it is, or no matter how large it is, as long as it's not a complete connection, it's only what? An arc. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah.
It's an incomplete circle. So our fast begins the same way you begin. The moon begins in what? Darkness. Am I right or wrong?
Right.
And it's incomplete. So the symbolism is the symbolic representation of the human being, how he starts. He starts as an incomplete life form. He doesn't begin completely. And to show you this, this is what we give. I'm accentuating this. This is what we men give to our wives. That right there. That's all we give. No nothing. So what is it? Incomplete, right? You see that? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, she, what she has, this is our mic here, our perfect. And what she has is what? The ovum, or the egg. Now, in a relationship, and I know that the show is tricky, really, what we give is so-called, you can hardly see it. The egg is bigger than what we give. Am I with you so far?
Yes,
okay. All right. Now, so now we have this particular situation here. The reason why I'm trying to show it to you here, the arc here, you see the arc? You see the arc? You see the arc where I'm trying to show it to you? Okay, you see the arc now?
Right here.
The woman's body itself is an arc. And the body is telling us that the life that we men have given her is what? Incomplete. You follow what I'm saying? So our fast begins. The religion is called being elitistic, right? The religion of nature. So everything we have in our religion is in nature. You can see it in nature. So now, we call this an ark, right?
Mm-hmm.
You with me now?
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of the Ark of Noah?
Mm-hmm.
And what did the Ark of Noah? It rolled on what?
Water.
Allahu Akbar. The little baby, where's the little baby? Inside, in the water side. Right? In El Islam, we don't have an ark. We don't have Muhammad's ark. Do we?
No.
We don't have that. Why do we not have it? Because the ark suggests what? Incomplete knowledge. And El Islam is the completion of the works of all of the prophets. Takbir.
Hello, my brother.
You see the symbolism now? All of the symbolism speaking to something. Hello, my brother. So our religion, it begins in the beginning of the moon at night, like the individual begins in the womb of his mother, in what? God. You cannot have life created in light. If you try to create a human being in light, you'll kill him. You follow me now?
Yes.
If you create him in light, he will be blind. So darkness is the state of the creation of a human being, because Imam Muhammad told us it is symbolic of the power of the human being, which is what is our power? The ability to obey and discipline. If you're traveling down a road, especially a country road, and you're traveling at 70 miles an hour, and there are no lights externally, and the lights go out on your car, what's the first thing you're going to do?
You're
going to slow down. Right? You're definitely going to slow down. So because of what? That's caution. So darkness represents discipline, and it represents caution in the human being, right? You close your eyes, what you go back into? Caution. Now, Allah says in the Quran, "With Jahal and Amr from Subhata, and we creep, and we made your sleep restful." Okay. So the human being, every time he goes to sleep, he goes back under the condition of the womb. In the womb of mother, no light. And when we go to sleep, what? No light. And we're going back under what? Discipline. I can have a machete in this hand. I can have my finger on an atom bomb, right? But if I go to sleep, I'm not going to press that button on the atom bomb. I'm not going to kill anybody with a machete. Why not? Because I'm under the law of biological obedience. So, okay, can I use the board to show you what I'm talking about?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I'm under this power. See? Biological obedience. And break this down. This is Imam Muhammad. That ain't me. This is not one word. It's what? Two words. Bio means what? Life. Okay. And this is logical, right? So the physical body, this thing here, is intelligent. This is intelligent. When I wake up, I may put a cigarette in the mouth. My body didn't put it in there. It's my corrupt mind that put that in there, right?
Yes.
So I have to have the biological down here, right? And then up here, I have the what? Psychological. You understand what I'm trying to say to you now? First, I have what? The biological. Then later on, I come into my thinking or my mind. And for the problem in the world, I put his the mind, you know, but we had this. In the earliest stages of human life, the mind is in complete agreement with the flesh body. The younger the life is, the mind obeys 100% the body. You follow me so far?
Mm-hmm.
When that creature gets 7, 13, 15, 21, 29, now this mind is free to make a what? A choice. Yeah, it's choice, right. And that's where the problem comes in. So now this is why we have Ramadan, the purpose of Ramadan, to bring us back to the original state that we were. And also that's the purpose of sleep. Sleep is not just to rejuvenate us. Sleep is to show us that we can obey Allah. We can obey Allah. In mother's womb, complete obedience to Allah, right? No lying, no cheating. In mama's womb. We come out, we just 17, 29, 35, 40, 50 years old, not necessarily obeying, right? But every time we go to sleep, we're in 100% obedience. Allahu Akbar. Yes. Most of us, you know, we don't understand the significance of sleep. Yeah. It's to take me back to the original state that I was in. Alhamdulillah. Yeah. So we have these stages of the moon, and we begin with the sighting of the moon, right? And then our fast end with what? The sighting of the moon again, right? So we begin with what? The incomplete moon, the black moon where it's born, black soul. And we begin with the human life is also what? Incomplete, right or wrong? Then we come to what? The complete stage of the moon. And we come to what? The complete stage of that human being after what? 9 months. And he's born into this world, right? Now, here's the point. Our deen is a natural religion because the month of Ramadan happens at the same time that the normal human being is born. It takes 9 months for the normal human being to come in. You can come in at 7. You can come in at 8. Am I right? You can follow me? I'm asking you because I don't know. You may not be following me. You can say, Brother Imam, explain it. So, just as the Ramadan fast comes in the 9th month, it is saying to us that Allah created the perfect body after 9 months. This thing is perfect. The problem is not the body, it's the mind. That's what the problem is. Okay? So, Allah is letting us know that in the 9th month, as I put you in the womb and spoke to you, when you had no eyes and ears and lungs and such, right? Allah speaking to us in the mother's body. Because we listen to Allah in that womb, we got our eyes, our ears, and so on and so forth, right? Now, when we come out of that womb, we look like a dried up raisin, though. Just a regular hair. Okay? And why is that? Allah is letting us know. Look, I did the hard work. I gave you the lungs, the kidneys, so on and so forth. I'm giving you the small job. The small job for you is to straighten the life out for this little preacher. That's why you got wrinkles. Because the parents is the kid is to help straighten the child out. Now, that baby, when it comes into the world, it sucks on the breast of the woman. I've seen it. Many of you, I got 10 kids, so I've seen it a whole bunch of times. They just a suckle. Just suckle in the baby, just smile. One day that baby will bite the breast of that mother. Am I right or wrong? And that mama, she'll jump back. The top of the mama smack the baby, you know what I mean, on the butt. And Imam Muhammad said, do you know why that child is happening? Why that situation is happening between that child and that parent? Why that child is biting the breast of that woman? Because Allah is trying to let the woman know, this is a peaceful creature now, but sometime in the future he's going to hurt your feelings. Fact is, and do not give up on that child, even though he has hurt your feelings. Powerful, isn't it? Yeah. Then later on, not only did the mama get beat, I'm sorry, then later on the man says, you get to the child, he's what? He's 9 months, a year, he starts teasing, doesn't he? And he's crying like hell. He's not hungry, or she's not hungry. Don't need the diaper change. Now, why is this happening? Because Allah's right, let the baby know. Now, you've been having all this lullaby relationship for all these 9 months or a year. We
we will let you know you will have some trouble in the future in your life too.
Where are all those teeth hurt that pain? Kind of thing. So the parent is being hurt and the child is being hurt to let them know that you have to be prepared for the challenge and the test of the life in the future. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Again, it's all about life. Life, living this life, whether we are, whether we've rest with our minds to be just recipients and not be energized, to be thinkers and prepare for the life of those coming after us. It would be better if we were in the mindset of thinking and always striving to make life better. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't mean that Allah will not take every life form through its changes. The forms that we don't see and the forms that we do see. We don't see all the changes that the living creatures go through. And so many times with our own selves, we limit ourselves because we're not willing to go through the challenges, but it is best that we do. Press 1 on your phone if you want to come into the queue and make some comments or ask a question. Inshallah, we'd be more than happy to connect with you here on the Pioneer Power Hour, the power of pioneering, the power of being a pioneer. Press 1, 2, okay, we have 704-890, and that is our dear sister Safiya. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Sister Matanada Williams. I'm just enjoying the show. That's all I have to say. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Thank you so very, very much. We do know the importance of communicating and saying, yes, I hear you. Okay, thank you, my dear sister. Yes. It is always a pleasure. It is now 7:46 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we want you to be aware that the Young Minds are going to be coming on, inshallah, and they're going to be sharing with you what of their choice, information that they have prepared for you, and that will be Imani Abdishakur, Jibril Abdishakur, Yusuf Abdishakur, and inshallah, Isaiah Abdishakur, if he's off from his duties at work, so place of employment. So we say, alhamdulillah. Now, how are they learning? And we know, inshallah, I'm looking forward to connecting with Bayina Khalil and hearing more about what and Sister Anissa was sharing with us, Anissa Dewan, on Tuesday, about Camp Khalil and the idea, the parenting of that idea, the pioneering process. I was with them on those days of their pioneering the effect, the oncoming of it, and then we see it just like a pregnancy, just like the ma'am just finished explaining to us. Everything is in the dark. Every idea that we get, every plan that we make, we write it down on paper, and it may appear as though it's, oh, okay, it's come to light, but it hasn't come to light yet. There's still that pioneering process, and so it was with the Camp Khalil and the husband and wife that initiated the process, and then they had to go through the financial structure, and of course, you know, it was, if I can say, a slam dunk for the parents who wanted to send their children to the Camp Khalil. There was no doubt in our mind, and throughout the country, there have been, you know, ones who have structured camp time or are getting away time. And in February this year, 2018, we will be having in Miami, Florida. It's already planned for us to go to a campsite. And we used to do it annually. And I'm saying the entire family. It's the family time of being together. And, of course, once I've heard on the information about New Medina, I'm trying to bring in all these pioneering processes because we take it for granted, and so we don't want to do that here, definitely on Pioneer Power Hour. Individuals, yes, but when we see the collective group effect, we see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is building it up as a structure, though it's a lot of human beings like little ants doing their work, and then, of course, having the governing process going on. So New Medina, how long has New Medina been been there and the pioneers that put thought into action. And as we were told the story in the beginning, that there were, I believe, three times that hurricanes or weather conditions knocked the building down. Now, knocked the building down the first time. With the strength and the belief and the faith, remember that? Standing on the faith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that which gives them their whole reason for being, like the ones who migrated here with nothing, pretty much, but their faith. And so in New Medina, open land, no structure, and you're striving to bring the community together, have some building there, and it gets knocked down. I went and visited when the tent was the only thing there, and there were benches, and there was plumbing. Plumbing was still being done, and we made wudu at the plumbing, you know, site, you know, where the faucet comes up out of the ground from the plumbing, and you make wudu right there, riding on a horse, and it's just open land. But what was so beautiful was what we could envision. And so today, streets named, you know, and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I was there when Sister Aisha of Muslim Journal, the street was named in her honor. And Dr., is it Rashid? Let me get that wrong. But a community center now has been built. And at the same time, I was there when they discovered pioneering now and studying and studying until they come agriculturally with a content that could go into the ground and not affect the ground in a bad way, but affect the ground to cause the nutrients to be of best benefit to whatever was being put into the ground. And then their business venture outside of the area to help support the area, not relying totally upon those who, quote-unquote, say, you know, that we're Muslim. No, everyone goes to seek to share what one has, and so it is with New Medina. One's invested in a store. So there's much that is done, that can be done, and much that has been done, and as we are still toiling with the idea of being in the pioneering car, I'm saying car, but it's just like we do. We have to be the driver. We can't always be the passenger. And that's what our dear author, the author, Imam Abdul Qawi Aziz, reflected on, that we have to take that stand and have to take that step and become a driver, trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So alhamdulillah. So wherever we are living, and as Imam Wardi Muhammad Rahimahullah mentioned, to see the world, see the community that we're living in, step outside of that community and be that pioneer. I'm using the word pioneer. But be that pioneer who gives to the whole effect the ideas that it has within of how to structure a community. So we have much to offer to the good, to bring the human being, the human family, back into its condition of good. Again, reflecting on Imam Abdul Qawi Aziz about Humpty Dumpty being in the clouds, unable to be put back together again because it's using the improper connection. And so, having no connection with the creator of all. It is 7:53 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. At this time, when we do go off the, we're going to go off the air and dial back in for our young minds, the prayerful journey of the young minds in just a moment. And so they have much to offer, as we said, and we do. They will be doing on their hour, they will be doing the theatrics in the halls of America, influenced by Al-Islam. So you will want to hear that And please, for those you know want to come in and make some comments at that time or just share their words of wisdom with these young minds, please share with them the hour, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And following that, of course, will be our dear sister Aisha, and we will go to that public service announcement right now.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm Aisha Nasir, host of the Sidewalk Scholar Show on AM 360. Please join us on Fridays at 8 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, where we will participate in practical discussions that take current news and issues impacting our daily lives down from the ivory towers of knowledge to the sidewalk level, so that we can all understand. I hope that you will join me at the College of Common Sense on the Sidewalk Scholars Show. Together, we can remake the world.
And, of course, we have 314-833, our dear brother Mark Shaheed. Thank you for coming into the queue. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam to you, Sister Martha Nyla, and to our AM360 family, our listenership. I'm just following Sister Sophia Baldwin's lead tonight. I'm working on dinner, but I just had to call in and let you know how much I'm really enjoying your show tonight on Pioneer Power Hour. Thank you so much. Very enjoyable. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam to you too, my dear brother, Mark Shaheed. And as we go to 908-374, Muhammad Sharif, is it?
Assalamu
alaikum.
Are you this 908-374?
908-374, yes, sir.
Oh,
how are you this evening?
I'm fine. Let me give you the greetings. Assalamu alaikum. Rahmatullah.
Rahmatullah.
Yeah, I was just here, you know, at my little store here in Plainfield, and I just basically tuned in, but I like the topic, you know, Pioneer Power. Yeah, that's a very much needed topic. I think you know, the pioneers, we definitely have something to offer, and it's just a matter of having an audience that the pioneers can appeal to, you know.
And that's what we want to hear more from, are those who have been out there and have done the work. Continue on.
Yeah, well, you know, I think we want to try hard to connect with our youth, Sister Nyla. Because, you know, we go to our various masajids and Islamic centers, and all we see is, the gray hair in it. And I say, where is our children? Where is our grandchildren? Because these are the ones that's going to carry the torch. You know, if there's
right.
any to be carried, we would love for it to be them. I'm in a masjid where, you know, a lot of immigrants, you know, attend the Jummah and the prayers. Now they come out for the five prayers and they bring their children out, you know. They bring them out. And I be like, you know, where are ours? Where are our children? And, you know, I really think that somewhere along the way, perhaps our children are seeing us not practicing this deen the way we propagate it from our mouths, you know. And when you have that kind of contradiction going on in your life, that's going to cause them to really, you know, not want to carry it on, not want to be a part. And so, you know, I think we really
Go ahead.
I'm going to have to say it's 10 seconds left in this particular showing. We're going to have to hang up and dial back in, but you will be able to press 1 on the phone. The Young Minds will be on in just a moment. So please, everyone, dial back in. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you, my dear brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum.
Hang up and dial back in, please.